Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I am here to start a spiritual revolution. So let's get started right away. Let's get started with prayer to bring spirit in so we can have all the energy and all the vitality we need in order to get this show done today, because this is an exciting show today. We're going to be talking about your purpose, man, and why you're here on the planet and what you're doing about it. So that's important stuff. So let's get with the prayer. Oh, beloved, mighty I Am Present, I give gratitude and thanks for this most wonderful and high energy day. I thank you for all that is coming through. I thank you for all that is being allowed to flow through me. I thank you, God, for using me as a vessel in order to be able to do this mighty and powerful work. I say thank you, God. Thank you. I am just so full of energy and divine love today to come through to be able to pass on to these beloved listeners. I say thank you. I thank you for all of the technology. I thank you for the divine blessing of the computer today to keep everything in divine order. I thank you, God, for divine blessings on all of my beloved listeners, that each one of them will be blessed today like never blessed before. They will each one stay in the white light of protection from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, that they will continue to be divinely protected, beloved Mighty I Am Present. And I am so grateful that these beloved ones who are returning are able to come back, and even for all the new ones, I say thank you. May the day bring them special blessings. May the day give them insight and give them knowledge and wisdom in order to be able to move their lives now to a higher state of consciousness. We know, God, that you are the source and you are orchestrating everything. And we know that we have come here for a divine purpose and a divine reason. So we say thank you, God, for allowing us to be here to be able to do this divine work. I thank you, God, for all those divine beings, all the light workers, and all the friends and associates who've been so loyal to me and helping and just bleeding. I have one of my friends that she's a doll baby. I mean, I love this girl. She's just like there all the time, and she is truly an exception to the rule. And I'm going to have her on pretty soon, too. She doesn't realize that, but I'm going to have her on. She's a prayer warrior, and she's a powerful one, too, man. She is really something special. My heart goes out to her. She's one of those beings in my life that really has something special. So I thank you, God, for allowing me, beloved, the beloved one, to be with me this day and every day. From now on, God, I thank you continually, God, all of us to do the right work and continually put all of us in the right perfect place that we should be. So I say thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, God, for all the, as I pray for all the world conditions, all the things that are going on. We pray that there be peace on the planet and not war. We pray that the divine angels and the angels of the light will step up and staying tall in the midst of the darkness going on the planet, because we are so needed and it's so much needed. So I say thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I am so grateful, so grateful, so grateful. And so it is, beloved one. I tell you, I'm feeling the power today, beloved one. So, hey, you may hear me preach a little bit up here today, you know, because when spirit gets to flowing, oh, boy, I get to going. So that's what this is all about, and I am just so grateful to do that. I pray that each one of you have a wonderful day today, and I pray you had a wonderful week since the last time that I talked to you. I pray that each one of you are just having the most outstanding day. As for me, I am having a super fantastic day and anticipate it to get even better as the day goes on. So I am just full of gratefulness and gratitude. I just give gratitude and gratefulness for another Sunday evening show and to be able to share God's words with you. This is a real blessing to me as well as to you, beloved one. It does my soul and my heart so much good to be able to come to you and to be able to share with you on this level. You have no idea, though, to be able to be that I am in conscious with my purpose of being here. And one of these purposes is to bring this my dynamic message to you and to be able to relate to you. I am so excited about that, to be able to take that up to you and bring it to you. So all of the old listeners, welcome. And like I said, there's some special old listeners that's just like, woo, man. It's like, you know, when you see some people on the line, you know that, like, your heart just light up because, hey, I know this person is here and this person is supportive and she knows who she is, and I know she knows that she's well-loved. So anyway, we say thank you, and I'm just like I said, so happy that you're here to join us. And I'm grateful that you've taken time out of your evening to join us, because you know what? You could have been doing something else. And I understand that. I understand that you could have been doing that, but you have taken time to join in. And it's just great to have you here. You have no idea how grateful I am that you're joining us today. Now, you know, especially all your old listeners know that I always recap. I guess in one of my previous lifetimes when I was a teacher, this was my method of teaching. So I like to just go back, because I just think the East Show brings so much, and I know that sometimes people may miss half of the show, they may miss some of the show, but this work is very vital and very important, because, you know, hey, this is not about me, Minister James Browning. This is not about me. It's about the Spirit to come through and flow. I'm just a vessel, guys. You know, I open my mouth and allow God's energy and God's favor to flow out and bring the word to you and a message that is for everybody's highest good, including me, because sometimes I don't even know what's going to show up and what's going to come out. So I'm being learned from this as well. So if you didn't listen to last week's show, then I think you should go back and listen to that show, because it was awesome. It was an awesome show. It was great. And the good thing about it, all the shows are archived and you can hear these shows. So last week, I especially want to just brief today, because last week we had a little technical challenge around the beginning of the show, and it looked like today we're on schedule and everything is moving smoothly, and I had to call in Lord Michael earlier to give me some help on this electronic equipment thing. And so, you know, it is. We are still currently in Mercury retrograde, and as I told you before, that's when the planet goes backwards. So it can be challenging to electronic things. So we just pray and give praise and thoughts to all those helpers who will help us to work through what it is. But it don't stop us. We keep going. You know, like even last week was a little rough start, but through the encouragement of my friend, when I see her on the line, it's just like, okay, go. So that's what it was, and that was beautiful to have her on the line to give me encouragement. Well, last week was, where your body is the temple of God. Woo, man, oh man. And that is just like it sounds, beloved one. This beautiful, magnificent body that God has given you is designed to house the home of God. The Spirit of God lives in you. You know, when God said, "Let us make man in our image," that is the image of what the Spirit is inside of you. That same image that God was talking about, the Spirit of Himself, not so much your physical look, but the Spirit of the individual. And the Spirit, that Spirit is inside of you, beloved ones. So you have a mighty, mighty job to keep your temple right and keep it and perfect working on. The way you treat your body is going to be a direct reflection of how you're able to perform your life and how you're able to use the God power that is already in your life, okay? And I said to you, what would you do if you knew that God was coming to your house next Wednesday? That was a question I asked most people. And I know for a fact that most of you would do whatever you need to do. You'll scrub your house, clean your house up, go get the best of food, look as good as you can, be smelling sweet and doing everything you want to do, because you would want to impress God that you are in His corner and you are so grateful to have it that He showed up at your house. Okay, you would be so happy and grateful. I know you would. Everybody I know talk to and say, yeah, I would go out to the extent to make sure that all is well and make sure that everything is being taken care of and make sure that it's all in divine order and everything is perfectly as it should be. And it would be. So, but now, in that aspect, I told you that, but I also told you that God will show up not only next Wednesday, but God will show up every day of your life, because you know what? Because He has been showing up every day that you came through the birth canal. The Spirit of God has been there with you, so it will not change. In regards of any kind of day or any time of the day, God is going to show with you. So by preparing yourself that special day, you're hoping that God will come by on Wednesday, you need to do that same preparation with your physical temple every day. every day. You need to keep it in that total working condition, because the Spirit of God is there inside of you every day. So you should be at your highest and best at all times. And keep yourself well, in tune, and allow only the highest frequency to be able to flow through your body. And that high frequency can only flow through your body if you keep your body in high energy by treating it well and treating it fairly. So that is a positive thing. Now, if you want to be able to demonstrate the power of the God inside of you, it's a necessity that you keep your body to a high level. You need to keep your spirit channel open and clear, beloved ones. You need to do that, because your body, your spirit, your physical body, and that spirit inside of you is always vibrating, and it is always attracting. You are energy. Your physical body is energy. Have you never seen the time where you touch something and sparks come out of it? I tell you what, I've seen times where people's bodies are so full of electricity, it's unbelievable. My son, when he was a little guy, had a flash cube in his hand, and the flash cube went off, but his electricity in his body was so powerful. Burned the little fellow's hand up really bad. I was really unhappy about that, but you know that he was just vibrating at a high level. And that's what was going on. So you are all electric. So you are that. So that's why it is so important that you keep your body free, keep the temple healthy and clean, and at its ultimate state, because it's always working to move for you and doing for you. So it is important for you, because you need to carry this physical body, that this temple you carry, is going to carry you through a lifetime, beloved one. And do you think that a magnificent, magnanimous spirit, high energy, and God would want to live in a body that's defiled, a body that's all run down, all broken down, all full of diseases, and all full of narcotics, and all full of other kind of substance, and all full of things that terrorize the body? No, you can cause prematurity of your own physical body health and play by the way you take care of your body. Okay, so start taking care of yourself, knowing that God is there with you. Okay, start really, really taking care of your body. Start being healthy. Start walking. Start doing things. Start exercising. Start eating right. Start, you know, and stop putting a whole bunch of junk in your body. I told you that, hey, God gave you all the fruits and vegetables, everything you need. I'm not going to go back over through that whole process, but you who are conscious know that you are not a cannibal. You are not. You don't have dull teeth. You don't have sharp teeth. So we're not designed to put here to eat animal flesh. I don't care what nobody tell you, it ain't for you. So, but if you keep defiling your body, the Spirit of God will no longer want to live there. So it's your choice. It's all up to you. It's whatever you want to do with yourself. Okay. But now, so to know more about that, to understand how to keep your frequency high, what you should do, go back and listen to the show, beloved one. I'm still not sure when you call in on the phone how you could actually do that, but maybe you can. I'm going to have to try one day myself, or ask someone just to call that number and see if they can, it would have let them pull up another show. So, this week's show is going to be something that's dynamic. What is your purpose? Why are you here on the planet? What are you doing with your life? And you know what? I would be willing to guarantee, and I don't like to guarantee a lot of things, but this I would be guaranteed, that for most people who are aware who have some state of consciousness, always ask themselves, what is my purpose? What am I doing? How am I to take advantage of this physical spirit that God has allowed me to have in my possession? And I know you ask yourself that, because it is your nature, because inside of you, that spirit is yearning for you to fulfill what you need to do. It wants you to find out why you're here and what it is you should do. Beloved one, when you chose to come to the planet Earth, you had a clear purpose. You knew what you needed to do. When you were on the other side and you were preparing yourself to come together, you knew exactly what you were, what was clear, what was your agenda. Not only that, you were gathering other souls to help you in this earthly journey. And we'll talk a little about more about that later on. So, okay, you knew where you were, but when you came through the birth canal, what happened? What happened? How come you no longer know now, but you knew on the other side? What really happened? How did this happen? But you know what, beloved ones? That's the beautiful thing. That's the beautiful thing about the rebirth process. Your purpose is actually hidden from you, and that's for a reason. It is hidden for you in order for you to grow, to strive, to be able to get there. Each experience you have in search for your purpose helps you to grow towards your purpose. So if you knew what your purpose was when you first came out there, there would be no need for you to strive to try to figure it out. So now you're in the state where you have to work to come to that full clearing of where you're at. You know, because, beloved, what breaks my heart, and I can understand with young folks, but when I see people in their 60s and 70s still have no idea or why they're here, even in the 50s. Why? Because, you know, you can find out even at a young age why they're here and what they're there to do while they're here. Sad. They are just running around hopeless, not knowing what it is. I ask them, what are you doing? Why are you here? And a lot of the people that claim to be spiritual still don't have a clue. They run around trying to read every book on the planet, trying to do it. They seek it, though. I'm not talking knocking that from. They seek it. They try, but they still haven't figured it out. And we're going to talk about how you really figure it out and how to really get down to determining what it is you need to do. Each experience you have in search for your purpose helps your purpose to grow. Now, the universal God mind, that's that executive God mind that flows through, that also ties into your self-conscious mind. Well, but there's a universal God mind that is there to allow us to be able to tap in. That's how readers, spiritual readers and other people, gifted people, are able to read other people, because they tap into that universal God mind that flows into each one of us, and that information is there, and that information is there. So that the universal God mind is well aware of what your purpose is, and it will direct and allow you to have the necessary experiences that will help you to move on your track. You heard that, beloved? It will help you, direct you to move towards that track. And that's great. But that's, and here is, though, where so many people get stuck and get taken off the track. You know, God has given you a choice and what you want in your life. God is not an authoritarian God. I don't care what nobody tell you. God is not an authoritarian God. You hear some religion talking about God, you know, going to punish you, and God going to do this to get you. God ain't going to do that to you. I ain't going to do nothing but love you and love you and love you and forgive you and forgive you and forgive you. That's what the God does, the God of the universe. There's no God that goes around punishing you. You punish you. You are the one that's in charge of the punishment. You are the authority of the punishment, not God. So you too. And what this free will, what this thing that God has given you is called free will. Okay? And free will, beloved ones, is a really, really powerful, powerful thing. It is so powerful that we don't know how to use it, and we misuse it because we are not in tune to what free will is. That free will, that is what God says that he will give you. That's why even your guardian angels and all those higher beings on the planet that can help you and assist you will never come in to your life stream unless you ask them in, and they will never direct or do anything for you or against you without you making a choice. Now, your guardian angels do have a more authority, and thank God they do, because they're the ones that save you from a lot of headaches, a lot of heartaches, and a lot of trouble all the time. I give praises and thanks every day for my guardian angels, because I know that I work them overtime, boy. I see the situations when I'm driving and things that's happening, and I know that that could have been a fatal situation, but my guardian angels came right in, snapped me up, moved me over to the side, moved the other car out of the way, and I said, thank you. Thank you, guardian angel, for you saved me again. So free will is a good thing, but thank God that we have guardian angels that come in and step on our behalf, regardless of what it is. When you as a soul being, when you make bad choices, it pulls you off of your purpose, beloved one. It takes you off of fulfilling your purpose because of the bad choices that you're making. That's getting you into all kinds of situations and all kinds of things that's happening. So we got to learn to stop and think about what we're doing and learn to stop and put God first in our thoughts and our process. If we're able to do that, if we just stop and think before we made any major decision to stop and think now, how would God want me to handle this? How would God expect for me to deal in this situation? And I know sometimes things happen so fast you don't get to think about nothing but dealing with the situation right there. But you got to learn to slow down because it's going to mean a whole different in you. Because when you continuously making bad decisions, you continuously getting bad results. And the Lord knows you can look at your life now and see what's going on in your life, and you can determine have you been making bad decisions, whatever's going on in your life now. And if it's chaotic and it's not where you want it to be, that means you have been making bad choices. No one else did it to you. You and you alone made those bad choices. So the beautiful thing about this is that God does not penalize you for making bad choices. God will not penalize you for making a bad choice. He just say, hey, my child, I understand you made an error. That's why he gave you that free will. And he will not penalize you at all for making a bad choice. But you will penalize yourself because every time you make a bad choice, a bad decision, you're pushing yourself further off of the path, and it takes it harder for you to get back on the path. So when you continue making these bad decisions, it takes you harder to get back on track, beloved ones. So that's why it's so important that you have to use your God mind and use your positive mind to make the decisions, because whenever you go off the track, which it may take some people a year to get back on track from one crazy decision that can affect your life in that kind of way. One bad decision can cause you a lifetime of trauma, beloved one. I know I've seen people go through things based on one decision they made. They were not thinking clearly, and they made decisions. Maybe under the influence of something, but anyway, they made a bad decision, and guess what? They're still paying the price for it. But the beautiful thing is that you can get yourself back on track, and God will be there for you. Oh, my merciful, merciful, how grateful a God we serve that will always give us a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth chance and more to get back on track. Yes, that's grace, beloved one. And thank God that you have grace. Now, you and I both know, because we see people running around like chickens with their heads cut off, going in all directions. Just going confused, going here, going there, don't know where they want to be, want to do this today, do something else tomorrow, totally confused, want to be with this person today, want to be with somebody else tomorrow, want to do this and that, and they're just totally in a state of chaotic, running around loose. This is a real problem that people go in that direction, because then when you go in like that, your mind is not given the opportunity to be able to settle itself down and get back into where it is that you really need to be and what you really need to do. So it is so important that you do not allow yourself to become running around like a chicken with your head cut off. That ain't a good thing. Besides, you need your head, okay? The question is, you know, you really need to discover your purpose. So let me share with you a few methods in helping you to discover your purpose in life, you know, to get you to the point where you really understand who and whom you are and what you're doing. Okay. One of the most powerful and wonderful ways that you can go about discovering your purpose is to access your Akashic records. Okay. The Akashic records are spiritual records that's kept on the spiritual plane. And these records, what they do, you can go into your spiritual records and tell your Akashic records, and it will give you a full detail of all the lives you had. It will give you a full detail of the life you're living and what is the purpose and what you chose to do. So you can access your Akashic records. Now, Most people don't know how to do that, okay, including me. I haven't figured it out yet, working on it, though. But there are trained people that can access your Akashic record. So if you are curious and really want to get down to knowing what it is you want to do and how you want to do it, seek out an Akashic record reader, somebody who's reputable, someone who can tell you and go into that record and show you what you need to do. These, like I said, these records are stored on the astral realm, and I know that you understand that. I remember a couple of shows ago, I talked to you about angels. For all of you who are on the line, remember that. And I told you that certain angels have certain duties. And the seraphim angels are the keepers of the records. They are like the administrators in any big organization. They keep the records. So all the records are there. They administrate everything and keep everything that shows up in your life and in your car are kept in the Akashic records. These Akashic records are there to keep you in focus and keep you moving and letting you know what it is you need to do. Now, it is said that each one of us has the ability to access our Akashic records. And I believe it's true if you're able to take the time and study and figure it out. Because I have read a book or two on it and did a little studying for it, but I don't know if I was quite ready for it at the time. And I will not give up. I will go back and get into it and figure out how to do it. Because I think it's very, very powerful. And I think I could do a lot of help to help people to be able to do that. So, now, the great healer and psychic Edgar Cayce used the Akashic records in a mighty and powerful way. Edgar Cayce healed 4,400 some people by using tapping into their Akashic records. And I'm not just throwing any numbers out there, beloved one. This is all recorded. If you go to the Edgar Cayce Foundation in Virginia Beach, which is a powerful place, you will be able to go into the library there, and you will see each one of these cases documented that Edgar Cayce went in and discovered things about people in their past lives and in their present lives that was causing them blocking and causing them ill. See, a lot of people bring over illness from their previous life, and some of them bring them into with their current incarnation. But Edgar Cayce was able to go in and tap into these records and determine what people, what their problems were, what they needed, and actually healed them. You know, he didn't just torture, he healed them and made them whole again. And that was good. And now, we are told by beloved Jesus that we could do anything, and we have the ability to do anything. But I don't see very many people doing that. Although you have the ability to read your Akashic records, you have the ability to do a lot of things that you are not necessarily going to do. And that's okay. That may not be your thing. But if you choose that that's what you want to do, you can do it. Okay, including me. I can do it. I'm telling myself, too, what I'm telling you. Because I need to get back to studying it and learning more about it myself. So you must be willing to do that. Now, let's talk about one of the other methods that people use. I'm not a really big high on it, but people use it as well. That's called astrology. Okay. And if you decide to use an astrologist, you must seek a professional astrologist that knows what he's talking about. I'm not a big fan of Western astrology. Okay. It has been alternated and changed and has just not been the same thing. It's more of a entertainment kind of thing. Now, when astrology was used back in the biblical days, those people were able to interpret and tell things for people to really make a difference and really change. Now, the stars are orchestrated and everything is aligned. Where I believe there is a science and there's a math involved here. But what we're getting now in the West is not what really is. Matter of fact, if you did that and you didn't use an old astrologer, if you're going to get an astrologer, get an old guy, an old person, not such a guy, an old person who knows the old astrology. And I'm telling you right now, you ain't going to find very many of them still left on the planet today. But an old one who know how to interpret, don't necessarily use a computer, but know how to go in and put the numbers down and read it just because he knows what he's doing. Okay, those are the kind of guys you want to find out. Like I said, the ascended masters kind of said that type of astrology is taboo. And it could be. But I still believe you can get some direction from it. You know, you can get some direction to point you where you get. It's like a road map. You know, if you wanted to go east, west, or whatever, it'll give you an idea of where you want to go. Now, my personal thing, if I'm going to do an astrology reading, and I haven't had one done in years, but I will get a Jyotish done. A Jyotish is the Indian astrology, which is accurate, beloved one. I have not personally had one, but I've known three or four people have gone to them, and they said that they are dynamic, that they do what they need to do. So that is a teaching that are coming out of the old school, the Indians who do it and understand it's called Jyotish. Okay, that's a powerful thing. I personally haven't had it, but I do believe 100% of the people who told me they did have it, and I trust what they said. You know, but even in the midst of that, beloved one, remember, you still have free will. You still have the will to do what it is, regardless of what you read in the astrology chart, regardless of what you read in the Akashic records. You are the one going to make the final decision about that. So don't you forget that. It is still up to you. It's still up to you. Now, let's talk about the way that most other people find what their find out what their purpose is and how to fulfill their purpose, how they get to the next step in life. Most people, and this is powerful stuff too, most people discover their purpose through their passion. Beloved one, when you're passionate about something, it's dynamic. Let me just clarify some things with you, okay, before we get too deep into that. You have two purposes why you showed up in the incarnation. And the main goal is to purify your soul and raise your spiritual vibrations to the level that when you ascend, or as some of you may call it, die, which ain't no such thing. Ain't no such thing as death. So, you know, that's just a terminology that has been given it. You want to be able to go direct to the Godhead. You want to be able to leave this three-dimensional dense place and be able to go straight to the Godhead. And that's called the ascension. That is your overall goal, regardless of what else you come here to work out. Doing your ascension is the ultimate reason why you are here. Okay? And that's the deal. When you learn to do that, will you begin to raise your vibration and raise your vibration so you don't have to keep coming through this vicious cycle of reincarnating over and over again and trying to figure it out. So for many incarnations, you need to work on other things as well. So there are certain things that you come here with. Yes, there's still your overall goal is to work yourself and get into that state of consciousness where you can go back to the Godhead. That is the main reason why you're taking on this body, okay? But there's personal things that you have going on in your life, and some of them and most of them are issues that was not resolved in your past life. There are things that was happening in your past life that you were not able to clear up, and so you have chose to take a physical body to come back now and try to get back on track to do these kind of things. Like I know, you know, one of the things I always tell you guys is that you, beloved ones, chose your parents. Your parents did not choose you. When you go around getting upset with your parents about something, you should be shaming yourself because you are the one that selected them. They didn't select you, and you should be glad they decided to select you knowing what you were going to put them through in order to be able to fulfill your purpose. Okay, they voluntarily brought you through on this airplane knowing that you could be screwing up, doing crazy stuff, and causing all kind of calamity in the universe. But they decided that, okay, they will bring you through and anyway, and they gave you the physical body, and they also gave you the physical experiences that you need based on where you needed to be and based on the conditions that you needed to be in. And all those conditions sometimes, beloved ones, were not the best conditions. And we ain't talking about that because as a spirit, you didn't choose to come here and then take the easy route. You chose to come here to work on stuff, that was hard. So some of you ended up in homes of abuse. Some of you end up in situations where you abandoned. Some of you end up in situations, all kind of stuff going on. And yes, as harsh and heavy as it is, you, beloved ones, and I just got to tell you, you chose those conditions because you needed it. So learn from it and don't be holding grudges, upset with somebody because you had a rough childhood. What the heck? We all did. We all went through some stuff, you know? You know, I was a small man. I was my mom and father broke up, and they sent me to live 100, 200, 300 miles away with my grandmother in the countryside. You know what I mean? So you were separated from your parents or whatever, but I ain't nowhere in the world I would hold a grudge against my parents because of something that they did when they wasn't able to maintain and do what they needed to do itself. For me personally, that was the most marvelous and beautiful experience for me to even have that experience. But I chose it. That's what I needed. Because now when I look back and reflect on my life, I see how powerful grandma's hand was, how grandma was able to direct certain things, how I was able to be experienced in certain things. Grandma was a psychic even before the psychic words even came out. She could call things and see things. She could tell you about the weather. She could tell you how to go over in the field and get certain kind of plants and herbs and roots to come back to heal anything. She healed me from pneumonia just using herbs and different things. So grandma having that experience as a young kid was a powerful thing. You know, I may not have experienced liked it when it was happening, but it was good. And now that I reflect, I realize that was the path that I should have taken. So your path are the paths you need to take too. So just get over it, move on, and know that you're in charge of your life now. Okay? So stop going around blaming and start fulfilling your purpose. You need to move forward now. You need to be able to move in a direction where you need to be. Also, beloved ones, you made contracts with other souls. And when other people show up in your life to help you grow, then you made the contract. So you had a bad relationship. Ha, ha, ha. You had a bad boyfriend. You had a bad girlfriend. You had a bad teacher. You had a bad boss. You had a bad this, a bad that. But then you had some good ones, too. And guess what, beloved ones? Those are the people you made the contact with because their job is to help you to grow. And they help you to grow by giving you those things. Just imagine what they had to go through to be able to play those roles with you and agree to be able to help you out. You should be thankful for everybody that came into your life because they help you get to the next level and help you be able to evolve. Although you may not see it yet, but still, if you're still on the human planet, you're still evolving. You're still moving toward that state of perfection. So thank you for those souls who showed up and decided to assist you towards your purpose. And some of those souls definitely had to play harsh roles. They had to play roles that probably nobody else would have even chosen to do. But those spirits that you made contact with and agreed with, you said, I will come back and I will help you out. Now, every soul might not have agreed that to do that for you. So they agreed to teach you things and to assist you on the path. And they have done you a great service. So be thankful. And truly, beloved, it is all in divine order. So don't hate. Don't just stand that it's for your highest good. That's what the deal is. Next thing is it was all part of your journey. It was all part of your journey. It was all part of your journey, okay? So let's just get back to the passion thing and how people are using passion to discover who they are and what they need to do. Is there anything in your life that you know that you would do 24 hours a day even if you didn't get any recognition or rewards for it? Think about it. Is there anything that you are so enthused about, so compassionate about, that you don't care if anyone else cares about it or anyone else congratulates you on it, but you just do it because it makes you feel good and you feel right about it? Okay? And I know that most of you have those kind of things in their lives and those kind of moments. You would do it for nothing. Nobody has to pay you. Nobody even have to say anything to you. But you do it because you know that it's the right thing for you to do. Okay? That's a beautiful thing. And this thing that you feel so compassionate about has been tugging at your soul since you were a young person. Now, you've been putting it off. You may not have fulfilled it. You may not have followed up with it, but this thing has been tugging at you deep down inside of you in your early development stage. And it has been saying, this is it, but you have not attuned to it, and that's okay. So, but you've been putting it off. And so let's just figure out what it is to take to get to that next step. Because that is the inner, your inner being, which knows your purpose, that is there, that's driving you and telling you and giving you encouragement to stay with this thing. And that inner spirit is propelling you and remaining you to stay committed to that feeling you have and toward that purpose. So, beloved ones, that which you crave so much is what it is you came here to do. Okay? Now, every soul has a different purpose, although some groups incarnate together. Each one of those individuals who incarnate together in a group know that they play a role in that particular circle of things that are to come and things that are to be happening. But you, beloved ones, have your own purpose and your own purpose in life, and like we told you about the main one, now we're talking about your individual purpose to do it. See, beloved ones, so many people get confused when they think about their purpose because they think it has to be something grandiose. You know, I have to be the king. I have to be the queen. I have to be the president of the United States. I have to be something special. You know, I have to have a ministry with 15, 20,000 people. Then I'm living my purpose. No, it ain't like that, beloved ones. Your purpose can be small in the eyes of the people, of the masses, but your purpose is never small in the eyes of the creator who created you. You know, like for instance, there are some mothers who came to the earth exclusively to be a bearer of certain children. They brought children into this planet that these children needed her to be there, and they agreed, and these children can come out and be magnificent citizens. Some of them go in and do all kinds of stuff, ministry work, healing work, and become very, very special beings. But that mother, that was her purpose, to come and bring those children into the world. So when you see a mother, again, you should hug her and thank her, because she agreed to use her physical body to bring you into this physical plane. Okay, and that makes a big difference, beloved one. That makes a really big difference that she was willing to do that for you. And you should always be grateful to your mother for everything that shows up in her life, everything that you shows up in your life. Now, it may not have always been smooth and easy, but she did it anyway. You know, and some of it was rough, but she knew it and understand, and she loved you. And probably still love you, although you grown folks still sitting around thinking your mamas and daddies should be taking care of you, and you are eligible to take care of your own self. All you have to do is learn how to use that God-given talent that God has given you. God has given you as much talent as he's given anyone else, and you have allowed yourself to go to sleep and not wake up knowing that you are divine beings and divine special people that come here to be able to do that. You are powerful. You are powerful, beloved one. Stop sitting around like you act like you don't have power, and you got to depend on everybody else to take care of you. You got to depend on the government. You got to depend on, because guess what? Hey, here's the wake up call. If you think that if you're sitting around depending on the government to take care of you, with this new administration that we got in the United States, with this new Trump administration, you're going to have some weird and wild awakening, because they're getting ready to come down with a hatchet. And so if you're in bad shape now, you're going to be in critical shape just hanging on. So you better learn how to use your God-gifted talent and ability to rise above and learn to do for yourself, because you got the ability to do that. But if you sit around and keep thinking that somebody's supposed to do something for you, you got to be kidding. No one owes you anything. Your mother, your father, the government, nobody owes you anything. You're over 21 years old. You ain't even got a bit old. You're responsible to take care of yourself. So stop being a leech and go out and do what you need to do to take care of yourself. You're a beautiful being. But you have to wake up to who you are. So what? You made mistakes, you fell down, and now you can't figure out how to get back up, but you can get back up. Just because you made a mistake don't mean nothing. You know, hey, there's many people who have made mistakes that's going through all kinds of circumstances, situations in their life, and they still come up and be powerful beings. No, just dynamically powerful beings. Nobody even realized that the guy Walt Disney got a 4F deferment out of the military and spent some time, a couple months even, locked up. But do you see what happened to Walt Disney, what he did? And that's just one story of millions of stories of people who pulled themselves up by their own thing because they realized that they had the power and God gave them the power. And you do too, beloved ones. You too. You got it. So that's a good thing. That's a beautiful thing. And so many of us have come into this world also to there's others come in and work to do serious work. And that's true. They've come in here to be spiritual leaders, world leaders, and to come to serve humanity. But everyone didn't come to do that, okay? They just didn't. But I now have recognized, even in my own life, after years and years, that I have come here to serve humanity. And that is the main purpose that I'm here to do now, to do just what I'm doing now, to be able to share, to preach, to lead, to lead, to uplift, and to be able to motivate individual spirits to want to do better for them their lives. And that is the only thing that I am asking, requesting. And I had prepared myself and made myself ready to take this assignment. And I went kicking and screaming, beloved ones. You know what I'm sharing with you right now? I realized I should have been doing this 30 years ago. That calling was there all the time. And I kept burying it, kicking it to the curb, not standing up, accepting my calling, not knowing, not doing what I was supposed to do. And just imagine what could have happened if I had picked this up 30 years ago, that I could, how many more lives I could have touched. But I can't go back to the past, so I can only talk about it now. So it's what I've come in full understanding about that. And each one of you got prayers too. So, and I also have prayed for a divine spiritual partner to help me in my spiritual mission. And I know the contract that I made with some spiritual being is showing up, and it's going to be showing up because I want to do a ministry. And I want to do this ministry on a large scale where I can reach out and touch people. That is part of my purpose. So I know that someone else out there has the same purpose, that they want to do the same thing. So I pray and know that Spirit will bring the right partner in your life to order to be able to do what you need to do. And if it is God's will, you know, I'm not forcing anything, but if it's God's will. So, beloved ones, this thing here has been really, really powerful to tap into just doing it. Although I didn't had as much content today as I had in some other shows, but to sit down to do this thing was really eye-opening for me. It really helped me as an individual soul to be able to see and to have more clearly of what the purpose is and why it is that so many people are not fulfilling their earthly purpose when it's already in them and they can do that. So, you know, if you have a passion, and if your passion is deep, then start following your passion, because your passion will take you to your purpose, beloved one. Your passion will take you to your purpose, okay? So that which you are craving, that which is tugging at you every day, that which you love to do so much and you don't care what nobody else think about it, nobody else, long as positive. Now, I ain't talking about you out there doing some negative stuff and you enjoy doing the negative. This ain't that kind of vibe. This ain't that kind of show. We ain't talking about, I'm talking about you feeling positive, doing right action, taking right action, and allowing the right things to come into your life, okay? That is what is important. That is what is important. That is what you need to do. So, beloved ones, you need to move forward and know that God has chosen you to come here, and you have chosen to come here. God didn't force you to come here, but when you came here, God supported you being here and gave you certain tools and certain aspirations and certain goals for you to be able to work through so you can raise your vibration and help raise the vibration of the planet. We need light workers. We need positive people out here now. There's so much negativity going on, but we need positive people to overcome that. Every day I tap into positive people who are getting it. they're getting it. They see the necessity for being positive. They see the necessity for raising their spiritual vibration. They see the necessity for coming out of a three-dimensional being and raising themselves into the fourth state of consciousness and to be able to bring forth and to be able to share at that level and to be able to bring energy into that level and to be able to do their spiritual work. And God needs you to do it. You are his hands and eyes. And say, God works through people. So people need to show up and start doing that work and start taking responsibility for yourself and start doing what you need to do to bring your life and make your life better. You know, it breaks my heart when I see human beings sitting around suffering and living in poverty and living in conditions that are, you know, that should be for animals, you know, and because they have the ability to do it. God gave you a mind to think and to be able to rise above that level of an animal, but some people I see living in conditions almost as bad as animals. That's sad. That's a waste of your energy. You're here just taking up space if that's all you're doing. If you're not doing if you're not moving forward to take care of your work and do what you need to do and pull yourself up and rise above it, like I said to you before, beloved one, God has forgiven you. He didn't penalize you for going off the track. I don't care what you did. I don't care what it is. You could even kill somebody. Many people have killed people, and they still got raised up and went to another level. So that is no excuse for you to keep yourself in that state of consciousness where you would not get up and do what you need to do. You can turn it around instantaneously. Just say, hey, God, I'm ready to move. I'm ready to do what I need to do, and I'm going to look forward to doing it and begin to live your life every day. That knowing that you are a spiritual being with spiritual power and spiritual health and that you have the ability to rise above the circumstances of all things that are showing up in your life. Because guess what? You picked it all. You chose it all. It came to your life. So learn to live with it. Learn to deal with it. Learn to know that you have the power to raise above it. Okay? And like I said, stop going around blaming others because your life ain't perfect as you think it is because they didn't do nothing. I don't care if your mother, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever. They didn't do it. They didn't do it. You did it. Okay? And you know what? You can pick it up and change. That's the beautiful thing about it, that we can make all these mistakes and the universe will still give us another opportunity. You know, praise God. Praise God that God is so grateful that he will allow you to have an umpteen opportunity to pick yourself up to the day you pass off the planet. You can be on your dying bed and still come to full understanding of who and whom that you are. Now, is that not a merciful and passionate God that we serve? Yeah, you should give him praise every day, every second of the day. You should be thinking about that merciful and grateful God that is allowing you to be, allowing you to do, allowing you to have another opportunity. Every morning that you wake up, God is saying, okay, I'm giving you another opportunity to get it right. I'm giving you another chance to do what you need to do on the planet to make it right. So what are you going to do tomorrow morning when you get up? How are you going to do toward working towards your purpose? Are you going to still sit around there feeling sorry for yourself? Or are you going to move forward and bring your life into the state of where you need to be at and do what you need to do in order to be more powerful and be that powerful person that God intended for you to do? Well, beloved ones, you know what? I have really, really enjoyed bringing this show to you. I'm sure you can tell by the feeling and enthusiasm that I'm feeling about this, that I feel good about this show. I feel good about the day. And thank you, Lord Michael, and all the higher beings for the technology being good today and that we work, because I was a little nervous when it first started. Like, ooh, y'all, what's going on? You know, with this new technology, sometimes you have to. But guess what? Spirit wanted this message to go out clear and vibrant, and so it made the pass to do what it needs to do. And I thank you again. So each one of you, I welcome you, and I thank you. I welcome you for coming to the show, and I thank you for continuing to come to the show. And guess what? I want you to come back next week, same time, but I want you to bring somebody with you. Put somebody else on the line with you. Let them listen to the show while you listen to the show. Expose them. Open them up if they are ready for it. Now, understand, some people are not going to be constantly prepared and constantly aware and constantly ready to handle this teaching, and that's okay. But even if they listen to it one time and then go away and don't listen to it again, something inside of their subconscious mind where this information is going to be able to get there, and it may be 3-4 years later, and they're going to say, wow, they can identify with something I said. And they say, I heard this minister on the radio say this a long time ago, and I'm just coming to an understanding about that. So that's okay. Let them listen anyway, even if they don't do it for one time. So it's good to people to be exposed, man, you know, and bringing it. And like I said, I know it's not everybody's thing, and it's not for everybody, but hey, those who have ears, let them hear. Those who have eyes, let them see. Those who have mouths, let them speak. Okay, so join me next week, same time. Please, please, please visit my website, Beloved One, and give me some feedback. Let me know that I'm just not here talking on the other side of this radio mic, and you're not listening, you're not hearing what I'm saying. It helps me when you give me feedback. So please, please give me feedback. Also, when you go to the site, you can always make a love donation if you are inspired to. And you are not necessarily, let's say that you're going to feel any different. I ain't going to feel no different if you do or you don't, okay? Because I know the universal God force that runs the universe will take care of it and make it all good. But hey, learn to be a cheerful giver. It'll be helpful for you. Not for me, not for the ministry. This ministry is going to survive, okay? And so I am going to now close us out with a prayer, because we have had a most wonderful and positive day, and I hope that you have enjoyed this, and hopefully this message has done something to wake you up today and make you say, hey, I ain't living that way no more. I'm going to make a change in my life, and I'm going to do something different, and I'm going to be more powerful. I'm going to go out and make a change. I'm going to go out and find an opportunity. I'm going to go out and do what I need to do, and I ain't going to sit around and wait on the government. I ain't going to sit around and wait on my mother and father to do something for me. I'm going to do it myself, because I am a child of God, and I have the power to do it, and I have the power to raise above, and I can do this for myself, and I can't, because God gave me the ability to do it, so I'm moving forward. I am no longer being stuck. I'm no longer being stuck. I'm finding my purpose. I'm doing my work, and I'm going to move forward. So, beloved, mighty, I am present. Thank you so much for this most invigorating, enthusiastic day, and for all the energy and all the love that has come through, and all the energy that has been fed through, because I thank you for using me as a vessel. I just open my mouth and allow your words to flow out, that I will be done doing the work that is called for me to do. I thank you, God, for that divine purpose and divine love that flows through me, and that I can share with my audience and allow them to be able to be touched and feel it. And I pray that someone heard this word today, and they were going to make a change. They are going to say yes to being who they came here for. Yes, I can pull myself up. Yes, I don't need to depend on nobody else to help me out. But it's okay to be pulled up, but you don't need to be dependent and holding on to somebody else to pull you and carry you through your life. You have the ability to do it yourself. Make up your mind. God, give them the ability to make up their mind and to know that they are divine beings. Know that your spirit is within them, and that makes them royalty. That makes them special, because they have been made in your image, and they have the power to move forward. So touch all those ones who are feeling in doubt today, all those who are not sure about where to go, how to go, what to do, and unclear what to do. I don't care what your lot is in life. You can be homeless and hear this message and still pull yourself up, okay? You can still pull yourself up. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to lay in the muck and mire, and you don't have to stay in those conditions that are not for your highest good. You can pull yourself up and raise your vibrations to a level where the universe can only reply to you, only respond to you, because when you stay in a certain frequency, the universe will just give it. It can't deny you. It has to give you. And I pray, beloved God, that you will touch many, 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 many people today to make them realize that they are divine and that they are special and they have the quality to move forth, God. Give them that opportunity and let them know it's okay. Let them know, God. I pray for all the ones who are feeling sick today and having health challenges and going through a lot of things, and a lot of those things, we pray for the root cause of the situation, that the disease that people are having, go to that emotional and root cause and help erase that, help them to recognize the reasoning for the illness that they're having inside their physical body and what's really going on. God, give them wisdom, give them knowledge, and most of all, give us the ability, God, to make wise decisions, to make wise choices, to use our free will in a state that will be for our highest good, not for our lowest descendant, but make decisions that is for our highest, that we will think about what we need to do, and that we will put you first when we're making decisions, regardless of what it may be, that we would say, that we would ask and be considered of what it is the God for it inside of us would say is for our highest good. So we know that it's done. We know that your word has been heard, and I know, God, that you are well pleased with what has happened today. So I say thank you, and I give gratitude and thanks and nothing but love. So, beloved ones, I thank you so much. So amen, God, and amen to all the sending hosts and sending beings that have been here today to help regulate this thing. And thank you, Lord Michael. Thank you for all that you have done and all you continue to do. I pray for your holy name. So I say thank you, God. Thank you, all the people, all listening, to everyone that's listening today. Today we'll leave this show in a different state of mind. So I say thank you. See you next week. Peace and love to you. So long, beloved ones. May God continue to bless you. And so it is.